goodsuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of learning at your feet again today. Thank you because it's your will for us to prosper. It's your will for us to have good success. You even said in your word that we should dwell on your word, we should meditate on it day and night, and we will have good success. Father, make that good success a reality in the life of everyone in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, that you send us your word again today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The topic remains how to have good success in the new year, the law of the first. Last week, we were able to understand that celebrating our wins, that's our victories, is the same thing as celebrating good success. It will bring us a lot of good success. If we decide to celebrate all the good success that God has already given us in time past, whether they look small or big, it's in doing that, it's in celebrating that, that we acknowledge God for what he has done. And he can begin to do new things and newer things and greater things in our lives. Last week, we also understood the power of celebration, that no matter what is happening, we can turn every situation to celebration. And we also were able to see that no day is actually different from another, according to scriptures, except what we have decided to do in that day. We can decide to celebrate a birthday. Whether we celebrate a birthday or not, it doesn't make it a different day. The day we were born is not the same as the day we are celebrating it, but we are just acknowledging and making that day a special day. So the same way, we can make every day actually special, acknowledging God for what he has done, celebrating our victories and our wins. And as we do that, God keeps adding more and more to our blessings. Let's read some scriptures today. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day." Then I also want to read on that scripture, which I believe is a prophecy for everyone listening to this podcast, Job chapter 8, 20 to 22. He says, "Behold, God will not cast away the blameless, nor will he uphold the evildoers. But this is the word for you. He will yet fill your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked will come to nothing." God says, this year will fill your mouth with laughter. He will make sure you are rejoicing, and your lips is with rejoicing, and you have good reasons to rejoice. One thing that happens when we have good success is that laughter naturally comes. If you are begging somebody to rejoice, if you are begging somebody to be happy, it's probably because the person doesn't have a reason to be happy. But by the time God finishes with you this year, you will be laughing so much that people will say, maybe you should relax so that your jaws won't be aching you. That will be your testimony practically for you and I. In the name of Jesus, you will surely be laughing in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's remember, the topic we are looking at is how to have good success in the new year. Last year also started like this, and you had a lot of hopes, a lot of expectations, a lot of wishes. You heard so many prophecies, so many things were said in your church. You also got a lot of prophecies from God. But the question is, how many of them were actually fulfilled? And if they were fulfilled, how many of them were fulfilled the way you thought they were going to be fulfilled? God is not a liar. God does not lack capacity. God does not need encouragement. God does not change his mind, so to say. If he has said he will do something great, the only thing he can do is to make it bigger than what you think. Because the Bible says he will do exceedingly, abundantly, above whatever you can think or even imagine in your heart. So whatever you have heard from God, it's actually supposed to be bigger than that. I've seen it over and over again, especially in our church, when God says he's going to do something, what he said he will do ends up becoming more than what he said he will do. So God is a more than enough God. If he said he's going to give you 10, probably be expecting 15. God will always exceed your expectations. But what makes it happen that sometimes it looks as if what God has said did not actually come to pass. Maybe the way you think it should come to pass, or the way God said it's going to come to pass. What actually makes it not to come to pass that way? What is the challenge? Why does it not come to pass the way we think it should come to pass? Let's understand that every beginning is actually the beginning of an ending. If it has begun, it has begun because it's going to end. So your eye should not be too focused at the beginning. Not that we should miss the opportunities and the celebrations of every moment, but we should know that that beginning started because there is an end. So the end should be your focus while you enjoy the moment, leading and preceding to the end. The Bible says, Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. He wasn't looking at the pain of the cross. He wasn't looking at all those things. He endured the cross because he already saw the joy ahead. So seeing the joy ahead is what actually gives us the motivation. It's what propels us. It's what gives us the oil, the lubrication to keep every moment interesting along the line. We should understand that the ending is more important than the beginning. Though how we start determines how we end. And how we start, how we continue, will determine our destination actually. For example, if you're going to go to a journey of 1,000 miles and you buy the fuel for the journey of 10 miles, we know the person is not going to get to his destination. So how we start actually matters and determines how we're going to end it well and how we maximize each part of the journey. For example, even if someone starts well and decides not to walk accordingly along the line, the way it should walk, and not to maximize every opportunity along the line, there is every tendency that the person may not be able to get to the destination, or may not get to the destination the way you think you should get to the destination, or miss some opportunities, or get late to the destination. So we must understand that every part of the journey matters a lot. So we are at the beginning right now. How we handle today affects how we end this month. How we end this month may affect how we end February. But God will always give us opportunities. God is the God of several opportunities. Be sure and understand that there will be several opportunities along the line. But it actually depends on how you see it. For example, this year itself is an opportunity in your life. So if you look at this year as a small entity, the person may be missing it. See it as just a dash in your entire life. Now, if you break it down again, you're going to go back to a month. Each month is important in this year. Each week is important in every month of this year. And each day is important in every week of this month. And also, each hour is important in every day. Each minute is important in every hour. So, eventually, you know that you must not miss every opportunity. Every second that go by the way, every minute should be maximized. And I talked about the power of programming, which we are going to talk about again. We talked about it before. There's an episode dedicated to programming. So everything we do this year, let's know that the responsibility lies more like 90% on you, not even on God. The part of God is done, totally done. God said he has given to us all that pertains to life and godliness. Everything that God needs to do has been done. So the question now is, will you and I do our part? Like our papa used to say something, that if you can see the testimony in the life of someone, it's a proof that God is working. He's not a liar. So the question is, why am I not seeing my own testimonies? Because if God gave the same word of prophecy to 10 of you, to 10 of us, and one person has seen his own, the question is, why has that person seen and have not seen? God is not a respecter of persons. Yes, there's times and seasons. But in your own time, in your own season, you and I must not miss it. Let's take this year with seriousness. That this year, I'm going to maximize every opportunity. Everything that God has prepared for this year, I'm not going to miss anyone. Let's just understand that. We have received all manner of prophecies in our church, and definitely they are from God. Every true prophecy is from God. Let's understand something about prophecies. Prophecies don't just get fulfilled. They get fulfilled when you align with the conditions surrounding the prophecy. For example, you know when God talks to you. If God says you are going to die, God forbid, why do you think he's telling you? Is it because you want to die? No. He's telling you because he doesn't want you to die. He wants you to take some steps so that you won't die. For example, if you have a bad dream, why do you think you had a dream? God is revealing to you what the enemy wanted to do. The point is for you to reverse it and cancel it, not for you to be scared. So the same way, good prophecies, if God has said, I'm going to bless you this year, the reason is revealing to you is for you to do what it takes to see it come to reality. Because it won't just come to reality by itself. So the next thing that should come after the prophecy is, God, what should I do? What is the step to take? What am I supposed to do? Paul, in the Bible, when Jesus appeared to him, Paul that was fighting Jesus with all his might, the moment Jesus appeared to him, the first thing he asked is, Lord, what must I do? Why are you talking to me? You could have killed me at the same time. But if you have not killed me, it's because you want me to do something. If you are still alive today, it's because God wants to do something in your life and he wants you to do something. So that is what we should understand today. Every prophecy is like an architectural design. You know, by privilege, I have experience in construction. Every architectural design doesn't always end up the way it was designed, because so many things may appear along the line. If the artisans on the site, all the laborers on the site did not work well, then the building may not come as expected. You are the laborer in your own field. You are the builder. God is the master builder, but we are all little builders along the line. God has revealed a plan to you and I. The question is, will you and I do what it takes to build that building? God has revealed to you a good marriage. Will you do what it takes to build a marriage? God has given to you the picture of good children, of your children serving God. Will you and I do what it takes? God has given to you that your business is going to boom this year. Will you and I do what it takes? And remember that every moment that passes by is determining whether we are going to get to that destination or not. There is nobody here today that does not have the destiny of several millions of naira or dollars by the end of the year. But the question is, can we do what it takes? Can we do what it takes? What God says is going to do, can we do what it takes to get there? Both the physical conditions, the spiritual conditions, the moral conditions, the relationship conditions, all these things hang together. It's not just about prayer alone. After we have prayed, there are people that will be required along the line. If we decide to get angry or to get proud along the line and not allow them to help us, we will miss the line. If you are expecting only Christians to help you, you may also miss it, because it may just be an unbeliever that God wants to use for you and I. Like a friend called me today and was talking about it. And I've seen many unbelievers help me in my life. Did God mind whether they are believers or they are unbelievers? No. When God is ready to use anything, he will use that thing. Just like the story that was told about a woman that said it on the radio that he needs God to send help or something to her. And one devil quickly sent help and wrote there that, I am the devil. I sent this help to you. It's not God that sent it. The woman laughed and said, you don't understand. When God is ready to send the help, even the devil is at his command. God used you to send it to me and you thought you were doing your own bidding. So God can use anyone. Let's open our minds this year for greatness, for good things to happen to us. Just like I wrote earlier, prophecies are like wingless birds ready to fly. The wings we give the birds are our obedience, our steps that we take along the line. And may God help you and I to take the steps required to get to our destinies, in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophecies are not substitutes for hard work. Prayer is not substitute for hard work. Fasting is not substitute for hard work. They only make the work easier. The reason we fast and pray is to destroy the works of the devil that want to render our work useless. You know, there is the work we are supposed to do to get our success. But the devil can make that work of no effect. He can make sure the work produces a very negative effect or no effect at all. So when we pray, when we fast, we are asking God to lead us, to guide us on the way to avoid the enemy or to even destroy the enemy himself and to destroy their works. That's the purpose of prayer, and to strengthen us to do what he requires. But let's be ready for hard work this year. And I pray God empowers us in Jesus' name. Amen. What are the things to do to make the most of this new year? Number one, the vision. We need to see the picture of the future. Like Bishop Oyedepo normally says that nobody can appear in the future he cannot see. If you can't see yourself being wealthy, the person will be doing everything against prosperity. Have you seen somebody who doesn't believe in prosperity before that prospers? It's not possible. Because even when he sees the opportunity to make $1 million, he's going to run away from it. Because he feels, no, I don't want to be there. Consciously or unconsciously, he's going to run away from it. So we need to see a picture of the future. Let's have a vision for the kingdom of God. This year, I'm going to win so number of souls. no matter what. God, I need that vision. Spiritually, have that vision. Relationship with people, you want to make it better, have a vision for that. Then, concerning your business, your career, have a vision. If there are things you've not been doing well before, ask yourself questions. Why have I not been doing them well? I want to do them well. Then once you have that picture, then you can begin to find out how to do those things well, how to get to that future. Vision is very important. The power of expectation. The Bible talks about hope. It says hope does not make ashamed. The Bible talks about our hope. Many of us focus on faith. Faith. Of course, faith is the power. Power place where we can get the word of God to come to reality. But there's something we always miss along the line. The foundation for faith, which is hope. Without hope, faith will not even have a place to work. Because faith works on our hope. The Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We need to hope for things. We need to see that picture. We need to see that future first. That's what we are hoping for. That's what we are expecting. That's our expectation. That's why the Bible says, the expectation of the righteous will not be cut short. Because when you expect it, you are working with God. You have the mind of God. For example, my expectation this year will not be to drink as many alcohol as possible because my mind has been renewed. But my expectation would be probably to make sure I see a lot of people turn to righteousness, to see my business boom, to see my career do better. You know, that would be my expectation. So the expectation of the righteous is based on the righteousness of God. So your expectation is very important. If you have not written them down, go and write them down. God works with writing. There is something special about writing things down. The Bible says in Habakkuk, it says, I will watch to see what God will say unto me. And God said, write the vision. Make it plain. See it. Place it where you can see it. Don't even decide to do too many things this year. Spiritually, maybe write one thing or two things. Physically, maybe you want to be more fit and all that. Write one thing. Business-wise, write one thing. One thing you can always remember that nobody needs to remind you. If you have too many expectations, you may forget them. But in all this aspect, maybe one thing that by the end of this year, this is where I will be. And make sure they are not at your size. For example, it's easy to say, I'll make 100,000 at the end of the year. I'll have it in savings. I mean, it's easy to say that. Talk big. Talk big beyond what you can even imagine. Say it first. Just write it down first. Then start thinking about how to get there. Expectation. Let's remember, faith, hope, and the word of God, they all work together. Our faith is based on the word of God. But what do we have that faith for? It is our expectation. The hope is very important. But our hope, what makes it useful and in line with the word of God is when we have a word of God that backs up the hope. And faith is when we act based on that word of God that verifies our hope. Then number two, apart from the vision, is create a plan. Just like I said before, write it down. Plan. If you don't plan it, don't expect it. God will not plan for anybody. God does not plan for you and I. His plan is already made known in His word. And every special thing He tells us about the future. That's His plan. But your plan is, how do I actualize this big vision ahead of me? Write it down. Break it down into pieces. If you cannot break it down into pieces, why do you think it's going to come to reality? It is cheap to break it down into pieces. Okay, I want to build a house. You know that, okay, you need money, you need land, you need whatever, or you want to buy the house. That's also another option. But break it down how you want it to come to pass. The kingdom of God, you want to win more souls to Christ. How are you going to do it? When are you going to go out? How many times are you going to go out in a week to see that vision, to make it a reality? Plan. Writing it down is what is called a plan. Then there's another part that people always overlook. We've talked about it before. Please go and listen to that episode. After this meeting, I'm going to send a downloadable PDF that highlights all the episodes we did from the beginning of last year till the end. So we can always see all the things we did throughout the year and you can use it to go to all those pages. So it's going to be very important. So program for success is the next point. Program for success. Programming is when you assign a time to each of those things you have written out in your plan. When you say, by February ending, this part of my vision for the year will have been done. Or by the end of today. So the program is something you're going to be doing every day. You do it for every month. Now, today, do it for the year if you have not done it before. then do it for the month, do it for the week, do it for today. What am I going to do today? The journey has begun. Forget it. We are eating and drinking. Fine. But let's remember that the journey has already begun. By the end of today, you will know that there is no January 1st, 2023 again. It is gone forever. So whatever you have missed today is missed. So let's understand that the journey has begun. Let's begin to run. Let's begin to run, because everything we do matters. Whatever vision you may think you have, whatever expectation you think you have, God said in his word that he's the one who does exceedingly. The word exceedingly is powerful enough. He now says beyond. Exceedingly above, beyond whatever you can think or expect. He said he's going to do beyond that. So whatever you are writing, just probably multiply by 3 or 4 or 5. That's how God works. But you need to plan and program. We've done that before. Please listen to that episode, the episode on programming, programming for success. Then number 4, fill the void. Give form to the year. In Genesis that we read earlier, the Bible says about the beginning. Say, in the beginning, the earth was without form and void. It was formless. It was clueless. That's how the beginning of every year looks. It's almost formless. And, you know, whether you have the prophecy or you don't have the prophecy, the year is still formless. It doesn't have any form. You can give it form right now. You can give it shape now. You can say, okay, this, I'm not going to do it again this year. These are the steps I'm going to take to make sure this does not happen. You are beginning to give it flesh, and you start from today. Everything you do by each day of the year, they are the things adding form and shape to the year. By the time it's December 2023, the old figure, the old sculpture you are making, the old artwork you are creating will be fully formed by everything you do each day of the year. And may God give us strength to do this right in Jesus' name. Then number 5, maximize opportunities. That is very, very important. Opportunities will be flying right, left, back, center, front this year. Make sure you gather them as much as possible. See opportunities as flying birds. You know, let's say birds are flying, many of them are flying around your head, and you have a net. If you fling the net, you may not catch all the birds, you may not catch all of them, but you can catch as much as you catch. Many opportunities will be coming this year. God will send many opportunities. Yes, there will be mistakes, you may miss some opportunities, but God is a God of many chances. He will still send more opportunities, but make sure you maximize as much as possible and be sensitive in the spirit. Like John the Beloved said, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. If you are not in the spirit, we will miss many opportunities. The Bible says that those who do not walk in the spirit, he said they will perish. I am paraphrasing that scripture now. That means if you and I are born again, but if you do not walk in the spirit, we still miss the opportunities that God has ahead for us. We still miss out on all the best of God. So God wants us to be super spiritual and to maximize opportunities. And remember, just like someone said, that opportunities always come in form of work. That's it will wear like work overall. It won't look pleasant. That's just the meaning of that. That when the opportunities are coming, they won't look attractive. They won't look like there's something behind it. And I can mention, I've mentioned many of them, the opportunities that God helped me to maximize and brought me untold success in life, that I did not know there were opportunities in disguise. I would have missed them by pride, if not that God helped me just to bend myself and listen to God at that time. And remember, true humility is listening to God at all times. You really want to know humility is not by somebody who bends his head and walks as if his head should not shake. That's not what humility is all about. Humility is listening and obeying God's instructions. It is the same thing as holiness. If you are not holy, the person is proud because it's not obeying God. Obedience to God is true humility, because you are bending. Even when you don't feel like doing it, you are bending to his instructions. So if you are humble this year, and you will see many opportunities from people we don't expect it to come from. Not even from Christians alone. Some will come from children of God, but many of them will come from unbelievers. Do you know why? Because God wants to do a wealth transfer. God wants to bring to you the things. You know, if you read Isaiah 60, it says, arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. If you read it to the end, you will see how God talked about sending you blessings from the ends of the earth. If money finishes in Nigeria, whatever country you are listening from, if money finishes there, the truth is God will send you money from anywhere. God can decide to send you money from anywhere. If all the things you have in your life, there is no way to maximize them in Nigeria, God can open doors anywhere. He can even open doors in Benin Republic, not far from Nigeria. that naturally we want to take things from Nigeria. It can open doors from people who don't know anything. You can see a poor man telling you how to make it, and naturally you won't want to listen to the person. But because God wants to bless you, can use anyone. The clue, the truth is for you and I to be sensitive to that moment, to that catch-up moment that you cannot predict. Because when the opportunities will come, you may not actually be expecting them to come. So this year, let's be ready for opportunities. The year itself is an opportunity for you to start afresh, for you to start anew. It's an opportunity. Let's maximize everyone. And also remember that each opportunity is like an exam. What we do in that exam will determine how we pass or not. You know, every time we do an exam, somebody will say, exams are not the best way of measuring someone's ability. But the funniest thing is, there is no way to know your ability if we don't set an exam for you. We have to test you. We have to know what you know. So that's the purpose of exams. If not, everybody in the class will say, we understand. Okay, you understand. Okay, prove it that you understand. So God has already told you his plan for you. Has already told you that he wants to do great things in your life and in my life. So we bring opportunities that will come like examination, that will come like tests. It will test your humility. It will test your holiness. It will test your desire to please him. It will test several things. And in all these things lie the opportunities to make a better change, to have a better life, and to have good success. When God says something is good, then it's good. When God said man is good, good. When God said fish is good, since then have they stopped being good? No, they are just multiplying and increasing. So the kind of success God wants to give you and I is what they call good success. And when God says it's good, then it's good. I pray that as we enter this new year, that we begin to experience unusual good success. Whatever you have failed in last year, let's forget it. This year is a new opportunity, a breeding ground for the promise of God to come to reality. And I pray that they will surely come to reality in Jesus' name. But let's know that there is hard work ahead of us. Let's do it. Let's do it with all our hearts and understand that we can indeed have that good success. May we have it indeed in Jesus' name. Amen. We have come to the end of the episode today, and I want to say Happy New Year to every one of us. We are all unmuted and we can unmute ourselves to talk if you want to. Happy New Year to you and I pray, just like I've prayed before, it shall surely be a good year in Jesus' name. Amen. Do we have any questions or contributions? And let me hear your voice. It's a new year.
Happy New Year, sir.
Yes, Happy New Year. I hope you have eaten all the chicken.
Well,
and
sir, thank
God.
Wow, it's really a great one tonight. I think when God is speaking to someone, it speaks to one in several ways. One of the things that you spoke about tonight that meant a lot to me was that part of vision. Like it's the same thing that we are currently going through in church for the first 8 days of January. It's about God's vision, like having vision for your life, what's God saying and things like that. And when you reiterated it tonight, I was like, wow, this is God really speaking to me. Yeah, thank you so much for tonight. It meant a lot, sir. Thank you. And for expatiating on it, like you really expatiated on it. I got some parts I need to go and work on as well, part of business and my personal career as well. I think most of the places I've focused on more is I want to win more souls this year.
Yeah.
But I think I need other area to work on. So thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, praise God. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for tonight's teaching. I'm really grateful to God for this new year and for the topic that you are taking us. Because for this year, the truth is that like I have not even have any vision for the year because our exam, they fixed our exam for I just started on the 28th of December. However, mine is going to be starting on the 9th of January. So it's like I'm not even prepared for the year. I'm just preparing for the exam. So like I've not even taken out time to think about the year. Okay, what do I want to achieve? What's is in the year for me, what are the things I need to look at for the year and all of that. I've not really, I was hoping that because my exam is back to back, like the 9th, 10th, 12 and 13. So I felt like after my exam, so I'll just like have a week retreat to plan for the year. But hearing this now, it will help me when I want to plan for the year so that I can know what to do. Like, I really like the aspect that you said that we should not focus on too many things, because in focusing on a lot of things, we may not even eventually achieve all of those stuff to do it better. So I want to know if it's not like really bad that I've not, of course I know that it's bad that I've not even had a vision for the year, but I don't know.
Yeah, I believe that's why you listen to the episode tonight, so you can get to work and put things down. You know, just at least start with something. What is the major thing? Okay, in my academics, I want to have this. In my life, and just like Nigeria, let's not be deceived by our education in Nigeria. Life is not about education alone. Focus on the life beyond the school. Even while you're in the school, what are the things you want to maximize? So those are the things you should focus on. Because eventually, when you leave school, you realize that all the things you study, you may not use more than 1% of them. So focus more on your future. What are the things I'm going to do this year that will enhance my future apart from academics? So those are the things. You can just write them down. Most times, one thing I've realized with God is it doesn't take a long time to hear God. If you really decide to ask God, just ask him a question. Father, what should this part be? You will see as you are talking, bam, is giving you response quickly. That's one thing I know. So let's not over spiritualize it, so to say. Just ask God questions. This part, what do I want? Even if you have not heard anything, what do you want? What is your expectation? Write it down. Make it big. Then you can edit as much as possible. It's your paper. Edit as you get more clarity. And that's it. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, I think it's been a wonderful time tonight. Let's listen to the episode. And please, this new year, make sure you invite more people to the episode. If you are getting blessed in one way or the other, or one episode has blessed you, then it can also bless others. Just take that step, send them links. It's going to be a blessing to them also. And I pray that even as we meet again next week, we surely be blessed in the name of Jesus. I decree that this new week will be a week of success. This will be a different year entirely. I can see the new year's filled with a lot of things. Like I read earlier, Job 8:20-22. We can read it when we get back. Job 8:20-22. God says, "He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with rejoicing. And so shall it be. And those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked will come to nothing." Nothing. And God says, "He will not cast away the blameless, nor will he uphold the evildoers." God is saying that if you have been working and serving God, he's not going to cast you away. You are not going to be a rejection among the people. God is going to decorate you and honor you. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's have a wonderful new week. Eat, enjoy, rejoice with your family, celebrate. But even as you do that, keep your eye on the future and know that the race has begun. Have good success indeed in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye and see you next week.
TheGoodSuccess.com